you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's clear.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
You're welcome in this house. This house is the Lord. Feel the excitement. There's something in store. Where two or more gather and raise up his name.
He's promised.
Reading from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And I'll read verse 5 also. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. In the studio with me are two friends, Sam Lementato and also Mark Kessler. And last month, they were a part of our Pinnacle Forum gathering. Mark serves as the director, the overseer of that great ministry, High Capacity Leaders, throughout the state and the country. And we have a large group once a month, and then we have smaller groups, which I have the privilege of being a part of with Mark and others in Mahomet. Sam Lementato, many of you know we interviewed him and Cindy, his beloved Cindy, some months back. He had a great campaign, got to meet a lot of local people. He served as a judge. And actually, Mark, I'm going to have you maybe formally introduce him. But he gave a great talk at the Pinnacle Forum. In fact, I have a whole sheet with all sorts of notes, and hopefully we're going to touch on this. And I opened up with James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, because he referenced some of the trials. And maybe we're going to title today's broadcast, Trials to Triumph. Those are some of the points that he shared, some of the things that God's revealed to him on his faith journey. So I think we'll come back to that. But Mark, you chose Judge Lementato to be a part of the Pinnacle Group because you were impressed by the times you've met up with him, the word of mouth. He's been a career lawyer, and you just were impressed by him. And I think all the guys that participated in that Pinnacle Forum gathering were impressed.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was my honor during one of our Pinnacle Forums that we met at actually Harvest Market that I was introduced to Sam. And although I knew a little bit of his background, I didn't ever have the pleasure of sitting down with coffee and discussing several issues that we are all faced with, and especially with our sharing our faith. So he recently served our community in Champaign County as the circuit judge from August of 2020 through December of 2022. Prior to that service, he was engaged in a robust law practice for more than 20 years, involving representing parties in more than 30 counties, surrounding counties of Champaign, while maintaining ownership and management of his law practice headquartered right here in Champaign. Most recently, he joined Meyer Capel as a shareholder of the firm just in February this year. Sam's the oldest child of an immigrant family, was born and raised in Chicago and the surrounding area. After completing an undergraduate degree at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, where we found out today he met his lovely wife, Cindy. Sam and Cindy moved back to Illinois, and Sam could attend law school right here at the University of Illinois, pass the CPA exam, start his legal practice, and raise their five children here in Champaign. I want to mention, Mark, that two of his sons are involved in the United States military. And Sam's personal interest involved time with his family, civic engagements, including frequent speaking at churches, schools, community groups, and, as you mentioned, our Pinnacle Forum.
Yeah, thank you, Sam, for carving out time. I know with your law practice and the things that you're involved in, your time is precious. But I have this whole page of notes, but I'm just going to begin with some of the things and have you comment. But you talked about what we feed, and maybe start with that. And I actually wish you could just recap everything you shared with the Pinnacle Group, because I was fascinated by your passion for your family, your love for God, and your diligence, your work ethic, your desire to serve and do God's work, whatever it is. And so talk about the good wolf, the bad wolf.
Well, sure. Thank you for having me today. But I mentioned and sharing with this group recently is the opportunity to be transparent and to say, I haven't arrived, but I'm still learning from this. Mm-hmm. The power of testimony, it's a record of what God's done and what he's going to do. But it's also a challenge for the speaker primarily. You're opening yourself up and saying, what I'm sharing with you is still a continued challenge daily. And that's part of it. And that good wolf and bad wolf, many of you have heard that story, that from within you have a bad wolf and a good wolf that's always warring against each other. And then the story goes, well, which one wins? Mm-hmm. And the response is, well, the one I feed the most. Mm-hmm. And so that's the challenge. What are we feeding ourselves with? And I clearly know when I'm feeding myself with quality things versus that which lacks in quality. Yeah.
And I love you gave the example of being so teachable, because I always say that about myself. Oh, I'm very teachable. But then I thought, I, like you, were Jonah many days, not just once in a while. It's like every day we have choices that we make. And I thought, you know, I'm teachable, but I've learned enough life lessons that I'm, what, educated beyond my obedience. I just find myself, it's like, gosh, I should have, 40 years ago, I learned that lesson, and God's still rehashing it, reteaching me, you know, helping me grow. But you talked about that power of testimony, and I appreciate your transparency and some of the conviction that I felt just on how we treat our spouse, how we try to work in the community and not look at people as projects. And, you know, I find myself, because of many tasks that I have to accomplish, plowing through some things. And you really gave us all a time of pause to think through, how are we treating those around us? Did you have some other takeaways, Mark, that came to mind? Because it was so effective on so many levels.
Well, thankful that we had one of our Pinnacle Forum members that we're involved with take notes. Mm-hmm. So before he left, I said, do an outline and we can share. It was just so powerful of the things that we take time to do. I've mentioned many times before our forum, I never know time-wise how God has allowed us to spend the time together. We all feel like that maybe we should be doing something else. We should be more productive, more efficient, more effective. But yet God has a way of bending that time so that we can share in a breakfast like we experienced last month and continue to learn and the idea.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you talked about challenging us to do the extraordinary, do something tremendous. Talk about that.
That's part of it, that faith is the substance of things not seen, as it's described in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I was able to share last month about how, as a judge and with an accounting background, evidence is pretty important. Objective mm-hmm. evidence is even better. But that's not really true faith. And that the places I've been, yes, I've contributed, put in the work at times, but I've received more than I deserve. Mm-hmm. And sometimes not received what I deserved. And so that's a huge benefit mm-hmm. of that element of faith.
Yeah, yeah. You also challenged us about reclaiming our vocations. And I thought that was really interesting, because you talked about the law practice and where it's at today and what happened. And so how can our listeners, some are career teachers, some are in hospital or social services, you know, there's so many people tuned in from all walks of life, even senior saints that are retired, but can be very engaged still in life. So talk a little about the high calling we all have, no matter what we do.
I talked about, of course, trials to triumph. You know, you can't not have a lawyer and judge not talk about trials. And certainly you brought up James 1, 2 through 4 at the beginning. And I had mentioned in speaking to the group that I didn't like the consider it pure joy when you're talking mm-hmm. about trials at all. But I sure like the end of that verse when it says not lacking anything. That sounds pretty good. But to get there, I had shared it requires wisdom, faith,
diligence and perseverance. And one of those things in terms of diligence or hard work is that I honor those who are in full-time ministry. That's an incredible vocation and calling that you can combine that way. But the challenge is that we're to be salt and light in every area of the world. And that in my role, perhaps in non-full-time ministry as my occupation, I have the opportunity to impact other people that others cannot. So we are to be full-time ministry in whatever we're doing and in the way we carry ourselves in benefiting our society and our greater culture. And I'd mentioned that we had, as Christians, sometimes abandoned certain professions and exited the field and were, again, to be impactful. My dad is a barber. He was ministering to people in a very tangible way and cutting their hair, but also in the way he conducted himself. That the best thing you can do is, you know, it's often said, share the gospel and sometimes use words. So in the way you conduct yourself. And it's not always perfect, but that's where that grace and mercy you have to rely upon. And one of the things I discussed is, as in the courtroom, you have to define terms. And I want to define terms in a way that is meaningful and lasting and that has some internal impact. And when we talk about diligence or hard work, one of those standards I look to is Colossians 3, 23 through 24. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for the humans, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you're serving. When you keep that in mind, it holds you to a higher standard. It's tougher, but it keeps a lot more things in perspective. And clearly this verse is telling you exactly what we were really focusing on is whatever you do. It doesn't just say certain occupations or certain places, but in whatever you do, work at it with all your heart because of who you're serving in every place and everywhere. And maybe for today and for tomorrow, for such a time as this and for such a place as this.
And Mark, one of the things you mentioned about a message that I've gotten from Sam recently was two things. One, I know that you've had Dr. David Webb on your show and have spoke, and I'll never forget, a long time ago, he mentioned, as a Christian, we need to concentrate on three things: being humble, read Proverbs, and stay close to the edge. And I think Sam is a great example of all three of these biblical characteristics. One of the things Sam also talked about last month was his faith, diligence, and perseverance. So if I could just ask Sam to maybe expand on those three thoughts that he has.
Those combination, that faith, diligence, and perseverance, it's just designed to provide three pillars upon which you can carry yourself through that trial to that point of triumph. And I tried to really, in this transition period that we've gone through from being a circuit judge back to private practice, determine what does triumph look like, because it was not, the result of the election was not what we worked so hard towards, but what does true triumph look like? And in other words, what is the goal? And the verse that's repeatedly come to me, godliness with contentment is great gain, has repeatedly come back, and it's in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 10, and it says, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But I still believe that we have a responsibility daily to make things better around us in every way we can, in both tangible and intangible ways. But that's where this factor of faith that goes beyond us, diligence is putting that faith into action, into actual practice. And then that perseverance is just sticking with it, knowing what you rely upon, knowing that who you're putting your faith in, and that you never know if making it a few more steps or going through one more door will be the result that you were to achieve.
And I loved where you shared with that James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, consider it pure joy. And you began with, who's going to consider it pure joy to go through trials? I mean, you know, come on, Lord. I like the ending, you know, when there's blessing, when, you know, God gives wisdom and other things that you reference. But it's not easy to go through those times of trials, those times of tribulation, those times of refinement, those times of sanctification. It causes bruises. It's hard. But then we come out refined and better, and we can model Christ more openly, or we can be those ambassadors of God because we've learned life lessons. We can be more compassionate because now we have empathy, or we understand. And it seems like God has taken you through a new season so that you can be a better representative of Jesus. And there's another aspect that you talked about, There's no dress rehearsals. We live for that day. And that brought some healthy conviction to me, too, because sometimes we're either visionaries or we're maybe stuck in the past. But you said, make a difference that day. I wrote a little note, make an intentional difference. And then I'm thinking, make an eternal difference by how you're treating somebody that day.
That's correct. We're not promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so we have this moment. And I talked about that example of in the Old Testament, Jonah running away from what his calling was. And are we doing that in big ways sometimes? Or are we doing that sometimes in the daily life that we live and in our encounter with someone maybe at a gas station or within your work and a door gets open, you clearly know. And do I sometimes turn away from that and say, no, I don't want to engage at that level right now or in this way? Or do we obey and say, I'm going to try to make a difference today. Humbly, I want to be used and be useful.
In case you just tuned in, we have Judge Sam Lamentato in the studio with us, along with Mark Kessler. Mark Kessler and I have been friends. We're in the same small Pinnacle group. In fact, we went through Dr. Webb's 18 months of Shalia training, intensive discipleship. I see Mark just about every Thursday, and then at these Pinnacle large groups. It's a great ministry, high-capacity leaders serving in this nation in various roles where we can give back to the community. And Judge Sam Lamentato, recently our area, Champaign County Circuit Judge, and now with the law practice and navigating through what God has as the next steps in the future. But one thing I learned from you, Sam, through your involvement in our community, through all the campaigning, living and raising five children, you don't give up easily, and you reference Galatians 6:9. Talk a little about that great verse.
Galatians 6:9, it provides encouragement continually, and it's something that I often hear people say, this is my life verse. I don't know that I've qualified to claim a life verse, but this is certainly something I return to. It reminds me of these principles I shared last month and trying to live out daily. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Mm. And that proper timing is something I'd like to control. But that's clearly, in that part of that verse, that is the one thing that is definitely not within my control and requires that faith and diligence and perseverance, because the timing is not my own. And when you look back at the course of your life, I think many of your listeners, I think all of us can say, well, I'm glad that didn't happen in my timing, but it happened at the right time. And some things we may not see in this lifetime, but that's part of our faith that we believe in something beyond today.
And this verse, let us not become weary. So Paul's a realist. He knows that we're going to become weary. It's the nature of living in the sin-fallen world. We're going to become weary doing good, trying to help people, trying to assist. Just life is many times filled with weariness, filled with aggravation, filled with disappointment. But let us not become weary in doing good, because at the proper time, we will reap a reward, a harvest, if we do not give up. And to persevere, to take that next step, to say, Lord, it's a rough day ahead of me. But, and Dr. Webb, we know this, he'll many times say, patient after patient after patient. It's difficult. It's weary. It's a long day. And yet he said there's been times where he said, Lord, I'm just going to give up. And then he pauses and opens up the Bible and gets encouraged and blessed. And he said, wow, at that point when I was just about to give up and I sought the Lord, it became like a golden, a best ever day. And so, Sam, how can we in the days ahead be praying for you and Cindy and God's leading in your life?
Well, we're experiencing another transition. Mm-hmm. We've been through a few in the last several years, and in our effort to try to do what we think that we were called to do and to impact our community. And we just want to remain open for that. So just like James said, we're asking for wisdom. Mm. And while God says he'd ask for it freely, I would appreciate the help of others in praying for that for us, that he continues to give us wisdom, continues to help us to remain diligent and perseverant, and that we continue to have a mindset that's not selfish, but that we're seek to serve others. Mm.
One thing, Sam, that I was impressed with is our Christian faith comes at different times in our lives, and sometimes it's introduced from our parents, or something we know as a child, and then other times that might come later on in life. I know that you mentioned that you knew that you were Christian at age 5 and how that has been just a stronghold for your entire life. And if there's anything that you want to talk about that, that's very impressive that at that early age, you knew that you were a child of God.
Well, with that, it's an incredible blessing to have that heritage, but it also comes with a heavy responsibility that, as I mentioned, Jonah before, that when you know what the right thing to do is and you're not doing that, fulfilling that, that becomes even more, you become more responsible with knowledge. And again, I'm immensely grateful for that type of heritage, but it's not a process I've gone through just on my own merit. Mm. It is definitely a reminder that it is God's grace and mercy that is necessary for not just me, but for all of us. But in this case, since I'm the speaker, particularly me.
Mark, how about you close our time in prayer, praying for Sam and Cindy and his future, and really all the listeners that are tuned in. Some are going to work, some are senior saints, some are just beginning their career, some are just young students, but that God would direct their paths so that they can flourish for him in the days ahead.
Sure. Well, let us pray. Lord, we first and foremost just thank you. We praise your name and give you thankfulness for everything that you've done, that you are in us and we are in you. And so I just thank you each and every morning for that blessing. I do want a special prayer for Sam and Cindy and their 5 children and the path that they've been on, and the fact that Sam remains content as a Christian in his life and in his family's life of enduring all the different changes and different ways that God has led him into even his current position and what he may do today and even what he may do tomorrow. And we know that our faith is what we is not what we see, but what is unseen. And we just give God all the blessings. And we give all of your listeners, and what a great opportunity to share this idea of just what we're involved with our Christian faith and how we can impact others and how you have impacted our lives. And as we go throughout our day with all your listeners and the great outreach that you have with this radio station, Mark, we just want to bless everyone and their families, and that they just continue their stronghold on the faith that God has given us. We say all this in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, God, for the ways you answer our prayers, how you want to be involved in our everyday activities. It's just kind of amazing. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Mark Kessler, and Judge Sam Lementato with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.